Hey there and welcome to Soul Church.
Our prayer is that this message encourages you wherever you may be in life.
You know, we've been hearing so many stories about what God is doing in people's lives, and we'd love to hear yours. So take a second and send your story to stories@soulchurch.com.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope that you enjoy the message. God bless.
A huge welcome to Soul Church, because Soul Church is expanding all of the time now that our reach is going further on the screen. So we would love to know where you're watching from, because you're part of our family, whether you're here in Norwich, in the suburbs, or around the world. A huge warm welcome to you. And can I give you a big virtual hug from all of us? We love you and we're excited for what God is going to do today. And I'm getting ready now to introduce our senior pastor, John Norman. He's got a word ready to bring. I want you to lift your level of expectation. Get ready, church family. Get your notebooks ready. Come on, let's welcome Pastor John.
Thank you. Come on. So great to see everyone. Church online, and we've got our online church family joining us with Zoom. See, they're right there. There's my mum, look. I could give her a virtual hug. There we go. And the good thing is, with the Zoom wall, you can get closer than 2 meters. You can go right up to them and just love on them. So, hey, thank you so much. Isn't it great to see everyone? Paul and Linda and Stacy. Where's Dick? There he is. Go on, you can smile, Dick. Give us a big one. Hey! Dick and Joan. Fantastic. The Weber. We love the Weber family. There they are. Fantastic. So good. Great to see you, Colin and Judy. George and Sandy. So great to have our... And they're going to be interacting in and out throughout the service, which is going to be fantastic. So we're just going to pray. Today is our healing service. This is a miracle Sunday. We're believing for miracles. We would normally have this Sunday as part of our kind of annual. By the way, we believe God does miracles every day of the week, not just once a year. But we set aside some time on a service in the year just to really highlight the fact that God still heals today. And so we're believing. I know, kind of this COVID season, we've been separated and isolated. But we're believing. The Bible says where two or three are gathered. And you say, well, I'm on my own. No, I'm in agreement with you. So we have two in agreement that we're going to see miracles and an outpouring of God's Spirit and breakthrough in this service today. So if you feel comfortable, and everyone on Zoom, why don't we lift our hands right now? We're going to pray. We're going to set the bar high at the start of this service. Father, we thank you that you are a miracle worker. We've just been singing about it, Father, but we want to experience it in this service. So we pray, not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit. I declare there will be an outbreak, Father, of miracles, Father God. There will be an outburst of the supernatural in people's homes, in their offices, in their cars, wherever they're watching or listening, Father God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, one more time. Let's put our hands together and then everyone can grab your seats. Thank you to our incredible worship team, all of our production team, our staff who are with us here in the room. And so good. Well, last week we launched our brand new series. Steve Mawson spoke, our new series, Name Above All Names. And Steve spoke brilliantly on the name. God has over 100 names. One of his names is Elohim. And he unpacked that so well last week. And we're going to be unpacking another one of God's names. You know, we've given a lot of attention to names and phrases over this last 4 months. Names like COVID and Corona and lockdown and 2 meters. I don't know about you, but I'm getting tired of some of these names. So I decided we needed to turn things around a little bit and start talking about the name above every name. The name of Jesus. The name that is above all names. And so we're going to be unpacking these names, and we're just going to choose a handful over the next few weeks, which I believe will really help us understand more of God's character, more of his power in our lives. And Proverbs 18:10, this is our series verse, says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and can be saved." And in a world that often feels so chaotic and fear-filled right now, we can actually run to his name. run to his name. And I believe as we study his names, he will reveal himself in a more intimate and personal way in our lives. And there is great power in a name. If you say someone's name, there is power attached to it. And we believe that God heals. We don't just believe that God heals once a year on Miracle Sunday. We believe he heals all the time. God is good. And all the time. Let me go to my Zoom wall just to make sure that they're still there. God is good. And all the time. Yes, they're still there. Just checking in on them. Yeah, it's just some of them might disappear off to the garden or water the flower. I just want to make sure they're all concentrating. Dick, I know what you're like. He might have the football on. He could be doing anything. So you just behave yourself, Dick, all right? Okay, one of God's names is the name Jehovah Rapha, which means the Lord who heals. Exodus chapter 15, 26. God reveals this name to the children of Israel after they have left Egypt. He says, I will not bring you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord, I am Jehovah Rapha, who heals. The God who promised healing to the children of Israel in the desert is the same God who is still healing today. Hebrews 13, 18 says he is the same. God is the same. His name is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is unchangeable. He is immovable. He was our healer yesterday. He is still our healer today. And he'll be our healer tomorrow. So I want to talk today about walking in healing. Walking in healing. And I thought we'd just take a moment right now and we're going to move things around a bit today, by the way. Everything's going to be different to normal church because it's Miracle Sunday, healing in the house. I'm going to ask the worship team to come back up and we're going to sing a song about the power of God here. I really want the Holy Spirit to set the atmosphere in your home. And you know, so much, I'll be honest, of church online is spectating, but this is a different Sunday. This is a different atmosphere. God is going to do something new and fresh. So why don't you jump up from your laptop? Why don't you stand up in your living room and let's begin to pray. Let's begin to exalt. Let's begin to magnify and worship the name of Jesus. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is our healer. Come on, we're going to sing this together and let's believe God today for miracles in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. I believe right now that God is going to start healing people, even as I speak. Throughout this service, God is going to heal people. I want you to go into this service with an expectation that today I'm going to be healed. It doesn't matter how long you've been sick. It doesn't matter how long you've had the condition or whatever doctors said today, there can be healing in your body. Don't settle for sickness. Don't settle for the situation that you're facing. God is a miracle-working God. The enemy has tried to take our eyes off the things which matter in the last few months. God wants to bring us back to the fact that he's our Father. He loves us. He wants to protect us. He wants to take care of us. And he wants to heal us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, you can be seated. Turn to whoever may be with you. Maybe it's just the cat. God can heal cats too, by the way. And say this, God wants you well. God wants you well. Wherever you're watching this, God wants you well. My Bible clearly tells me that God is a God of love. He is a good, good Father, and he desires that you are well. Yeah. So I want to know who is believing for healing today. As Rachel said, make sure you drop us a little comment and let us know. Our team, our prayer team, are on hand in the service to pray for you. So whatever your need, even if it's personal, if it's too personal to share, we fully understand that. Just drop. I've got a personal need. Our team are going to be praying for you right now in this service and in the continuing weeks. And maybe you want to stand in the gap for someone today. You do that as well. Standing in the gap is simply, you know, being there for someone and say, hey, I'm going to believe God for their miracle, for their healing. So So I just want to talk about healing for a few minutes, and then we're going to actually pray for some individuals and really believe God is going to do something pretty supernatural today. First thing I want to say is this: God does not give us sickness. God does not punish us with sickness. Now, I heard a lot of people, a lot of warped theology say God puts sickness on us. God does not put sickness. Would you put sickness on your child? I don't know about you. I've got two children who I love with everything I am. The last thing I'd ever want to put on them is sickness. Sickness is from the enemy. God's heart is to heal. God's heart is to restore. God's heart is to bring life into people's bodies. God does not want your body or your mind sick or sapped of energy, incapacitated by sickness or disease. At the cross, Jesus, he was wounded, he was judged, he was pierced, he was crushed for our health and our healing. God's desire is that you would experience abundant life. I think next to being saved from eternal destruction, divine health is the greatest gift that God has ever given us. If someone was on their deathbed, I don't think you'd ever hear them say, "I wish I'd made another million." I think you would say, "I wish I'd have I could get my health back." You might have a great family, children, grandchildren, but if you can't run around in the garden and play with them, that's just pure misery. That's why God wants you well. Health is the greatest blessing that we can ever have on earth. Jesus died to save us, but he suffered so that we could be whole. And today, there is no symptom in your body that he does not care about. From hay fever to arthritis, from a common cold to cancer, from a cataract to COVID, from a toothache to a terminal disease, Jesus knows and Jesus cares about you today. Your healing has already been paid for at the cross of Calvary. And this healing service is more than just praying for people to be healed who are sick. We need healing in our land, church. We need healing in our divided and broken and segregated world right now. We need healing in our communities. We need healing in our schools. We need healing in our families, in our bodies. We need healing in our minds. Many of you might need healing in your finances. I believe today God can start a healing process in your life. 3,000 years ago, God gave Solomon, King Solomon, a promise, and that promise still stands today. I want to read this promise to you. Second book of Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14, it says this: "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land." Bible says, if my people, this is a promise for the children of God. Let me say this, I believe that you don't have to be a Christian to get healed. But I do believe that as children of God, we are precious in his sight. And that's why God said, if my people. So I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to give you an opportunity right now, if you're watching, to become a child of God, to become a follower of Jesus. He loves you. I don't know why you tuned in. I don't know where you're tuning in from. But I do know this. I do know that God sent his son Jesus to die a cruel death on a cross, not just to heal you, but to save you. And today there is no sin, there is no choice that you've made that can separate you from God's love if you allow him to come inside of your heart and give you a new beginning. So wherever you are, from Swaffham to Singapore, God loves you and God wants to have an intimate relationship with you. So if you have never made a decision to become a follower of Jesus, or maybe you made a decision on a summer camp 20 years ago, or maybe you've kind of fallen away and you've disconnected during this crisis, right now I'm going to give you an opportunity to find God again. Would you just close your eyes right now? I'm going to say this prayer in just a moment, but I would love to know who I'm praying for. If you're watching right now, I just want you to write in the comment section, "I want to become a follower of Jesus. I want to follow Jesus." You can write what you want. It's not about what you write. It's about your heart responding to his heart. And I'm going to say this prayer, and every single person, we're going to say this out loud. We're going to connect to the Father through Jesus. Dear God, I thank you for your son, Jesus. I thank you that he loves me. I thank you that he went to the cross and he died for me. He shed his blood so that I could receive eternal life. I invite you inside of my heart. Give me a new beginning from this day forward. Amen. Hey, come on, everyone who's in this room, we are cheering you on. In fact, we're going to go back to the Zoom wall because they're going to clap you as well. Everybody who's made the decision to follow Jesus, look at that. Everyone is cheering you on. So please, there's a number that's going to come up. You guys just stay up with the Zoom family because we want to keep cheering. There's a number that's going to come up on your screen. I want you to text that number with these words, "I have decided." Let someone know, and one of our team are going to reach out to you. Second thing I want you to do is download the Bible app. It's another great way to understand more about the faith and learn more about Jesus. And three, stay connected. Keep coming back to church. If my people, you are now a child of God. Amen. Thank you to my Zoom family. Aren't they cool? I like this. I don't know what needs healing in your life, but the principles in this passage apply to many areas that need restoration. I want to give us four steps to healing. Four steps, and you can apply these personally, you can apply these to your family. Four steps to your healing. Number one is this. It says, if my people will humble themselves, the first step is admit I am not in control. None of us like to admit, do we, Danny, that we're not in control? Can't get too close because it's 2 meters or 1 meter. One now, is it? Okay.
There we go. Oh. One big step.
You're much more handsome from 1 meter. 1 meter. No. Admit, I am not in control. If my people will humble themselves. Here's the deal. We've got to admit we need a healer. Yeah. Last year, many of you know, I got sick with pneumonia for the third year running. But here's what I realized. It wasn't until I admitted I needed a doctor, I started on the process of getting well. And we cannot do this without Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Never anywhere in Scripture does it say to pray for humility. Humility is a choice. You have to humble yourself. You can't pray for humility. You can pray for your cat. You can pray for your lunch. You can pray for a whole lot of things. You can't pray for humility. You've got to make a choice to be humble. And we've got to admit that we're not in control. I am the passenger and he is the pilot. Many of us like to be the pilots of our lives and we wonder why we keep crashing. It's because we were never designed to fly the plane. We were designed to rest in God and allow him to navigate the journey, navigate the turbulence of life. You could be sick with debt and need healing. You could be sick with loneliness and need healing. You could be sick with suffering in your mind. But here's the thing, all of us need help. Healing begins with humility. If my people would humble themselves. I wonder what you need to humble yourself in that area. Step number two, you got to ask God for help. It says, if my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Prayer is essentially asking God for help. First, I have to admit it, and then I've got to ask for it. John 16:23 says, I tell you the truth. My Father will give you anything you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you shall receive. Ask and you shall receive. I've worked out with my children. If they keep asking me 100 times for a snack out of the snack tray, guess what? I give in eventually. Sometimes you just got to keep asking. Well, I asked God 3 years ago for a new car and he didn't do anything. Keep asking. Keep asking. Keep asking. The Bible says, it doesn't say how many times you got to ask. It just says ask. You got to keep asking. Keep saying, God, I'm not going to give up on my sickness. I'm not going to give up on my unchurched husband. I'm not going to give up on my business. You got to keep asking. Ask God for help. God wants us to ask. Then it's his decision how he brings the healing. It could be through a doctor. It could be through a financial course. So you want someone to write you a $1 million check? And God said, I don't work like that, but I will provide a course for you to go on to help you. And that can be part of your financial healing. It could be for a sermon. Ask in the name of Jesus. Use his full name, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ask in his name. James 5:13 says, if any of among you is in trouble, let him pray. Ask. You got to ask. You know, in conflict, in war, the military always send in the air campaigns before the ground campaigns. Here's what happens when you ask. You begin to set the spiritual realm, the spiritual realms into action. Start with prayer before you hit the medicine aisle in Asda. What happens if I start praying regularly? Irregular things start happening in my life. Keep asking, keep believing, keep trusting God. Jesus says, truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. The word bind, it means to disallow. Whatever I disallow on earth, I disallow sickness on earth. It is disallowed in heaven. You got to constantly disallow sickness in your life. What is disallow? It means don't allow talk of sickness in your home. Oh, I'm coming down with a cold again. No, you're going to catch your healing today. Sometimes we speak sickness into our home. Tell God, COVID is not coming near the doorpost of my home. My kids are going to stay strong. Consistently disallowing sickness in your life tells God he is able. Again, I say to you, if two or three agree on earth concerning anything asked, it will be done for them by my Father. For where two or three, where's my Zoom family? Oh, we've got not two or three, we've got 25 or 30. There they are. Where two or three are gathered, they're gathered all over Norfolk. They're agreeing right now. They're praying right now for the comments that you're writing in the section. They're agreeing for a miracle. Call someone, tell them to come in agreement with you. Come on, let's believe right now all over this service, in your office, in your workplace. There is going to be miracles. There is going to be breakthrough because two and three of you are coming into agreement and you're binding things on earth and they're being loosed in heaven. You got to ask God. Ask God for help. Oh, I'm not missing that studio one little bit. I'm thankful for it, but it's great to be back on the platform. The tiger is out. Number three, where's my wife? There she is. You got to ask God. You got to humble yourself. Number three, you got to seek after God, not after a miracle. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people are called by name and humble themselves and pray, and then it goes on, it says, seek my face. Seek my face. 2001, I went to a Benny Hinn meeting with Chantel in Sydney, nearly 20 years ago. And at that time, I suffered quite badly with prickly heat and with hay fever. And I went to that service. I'd never been to a Benny Hinn meeting, and it was pretty incredible. There was 25,000 plus people in this huge indoor arena, and there's no doubt about it, the presence of God was moving. I'd never really been in an atmosphere that big, and I saw people getting healed. And all I went in that night was just to experience God, really. I hadn't even thought about getting healed myself. As I left that night, I realized that I was healed. I'd lost this condition in my body, prickly heat. For some of you don't know what that is. It's where you're constantly scratching, especially your arms and your legs, and for hay fever. And that night, I just went to seek God by experienced healing. Often, we want to seek God's hand before we seek God's face. And sometimes, you know, there's nothing worse than someone coming to you in a relationship and they're always wanting something. Can you do this for me? Can you give me that? Can you lend me this? Real relationship is when you aren't after anything but relationship. And I think God opens his hand when you seek his face. I want to encourage you, there's nothing wrong with seeking God's hand, and we do it. And tonight is, and today is all about that. But I also think the Bible's talking here, if we're going to see miracles and healing, it's about seeking God's face. Proverbs 8:17 says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. Hebrews 11:6, God rewards those who earnestly seek after him. Before God is my healer, He is my Father. Before God is anything else, He is my dad. Before Chantel is anything to me, whether she cooks for me, she cooked an amazing chicken dinner before we came out tonight, and she makes sure and keeps our house really clean and tidy, and she's amazing. But here's this, before she's any of those things, she's my wife. And we've got to make sure that we're seeking God's face before we go after His hand. God wants to be the primary focus in our life. Not social media, not I'll slot in 5 minutes with God before I go to work after my favorite TV show. God wants to have the primary slot of your day. It's very interesting. In January and February, we take time out as a church to pray and to fast for 21 days. And it's a tough time, isn't it? As you sacrifice and you let go of the things like social media and food and things that... But we see more miracles in those 2 months than any other miracles in the church. Why? Because people aren't after God's hand. They're seeking His heart. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." You know, God wants to bless your socks off, church. But there's a principle of seeking Him first. How do we seek Him? We seek Him through prayer. We seek Him through His word. Psalm 107 says He sent His word and healed them. Notice His word comes before the healing. I want to encourage you, feed on God's word, saturate on God's word, bathe in His word. Your Bible is no good if it's gathering dust on your shelf. God's word needs to be taken down because it renews and it restores as you seek Him. You know, it takes a good thought to overcome a bad thought. When you seek after God, what He does is He renews your mind. We moved house a few months ago and we had a friend come over and gave us some ideas for some interior design. As I was speaking to this guy, I was realizing that our minds are like areas that need constantly renewing. Not just our homes. Who is renovating your mind? You know, the BBC and various media channels have been trying to renovate our minds in fear and in anxiety. Do not allow the devil to be the interior decorator of your mind. Seek after God. Allow His word to renew your mind daily. How else do we seek after God? One of the ways is through communion. I've loved the communion moments in our church, in chapel and Sundays over the last 3 or 4 months. It's just been a miracle just to see how many people are understanding the power of Holy Communion. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For He made Him who knew no sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in Him." As we seek after God in communion, it's amazing we become so Christ conscious rather than sin conscious. Bible says He Himself took our sins, our sicknesses. You know, Himself is singular, which means that excludes you and me. He took my sin. He took my sickness. It didn't finish there. Jesus said, "It is finished." Jesus, He held out on the cross till every single one of our sicknesses was paid for. And as we seek Him and reflect on the cross, I believe sin and sickness has no power over us. Wherever you are right now, I would love you just to take hold of your little biscuit or cracker and drop of juice, because we're going to receive communion. This is another way to seek God, to seek His face. If you're struggling with sickness, take your focus off your symptoms right now. Place your focus onto Jehovah Rapha. He is your healer. Healing isn't just what God does. It's who He is. It's His name. He is a healer. We're going to eat together and drink together. Father, we thank you for the body of Jesus. We thank you that you were scourged and broken so that we could live in wholeness. Father, we humble ourselves and we seek you. We seek you. Let's eat together and remember Jesus. Then he took the cup. They drank together and remembered Jesus' blood that was spilled so that we could live in freedom. Let's drink together as we seek him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Lord, that was shed. We're just going to sing this song, this beautiful communion moment. And in this song, I want you to just reflect, meditate, and seek God's face. Before we ask him to open his hand, let's seek his face. Amen. Amen. Things change on your authority. We've got to humble ourselves. We've got to ask God. We've got to seek his face. And then the Bible says, it says, if my people who are called by their name will humble themselves, pray, seek. And then it says, you've got to turn. Turn from our wicked ways. This is really kind of, this is where it comes back on us a little bit, where we can't expect all the blessings of heaven whilst living in disobedience to God. God, heal my finances, but I still want to use my credit card willy-nilly. God, heal my body, but I'm going to eat and drink whatever I like. God, heal my marriage, but I'm going to continue to text my ex. Doesn't kind of work like that. God, heal my friendships, but I want to keep gossiping behind their backs. I think there's this turning thing that God is looking for in his children. We got to turn. Turning precedes healing. I wonder what part of our lives that we need to turn away from. Maybe some things, and we're pushing all on God, saying, God, why don't you heal me? Why don't you do this for me? Why don't you perform that miracle in my life? And God's saying, hey, I'm more than able, but I just need a little bit of turning from you. A little bit of turning maybe away from some of those choices that you've been making. I found in my own life that obedience opens the door for miracles. I want to encourage you to, if you're struggling, to seek help. As a church, we run courses. We want to do everything we can to equip you and help you to take those steps forward and turn away from some of those things, those destructive habits, some of those areas of your life which can cause blockages. The three promises from this scripture, it says this, it says, I will hear from heaven. It says, I will forgive your sins and I will heal your land. Look at this. God is going to hear today. Jehovah Rapha, he is hearing, he is forgiving, and he is healing. God is there. Right now, we're going to put these four steps into action. Are you ready? Are you ready? Where's my Zoom wall? Here they come. You still there, Dick? There he is. Just keeping an eye on him. Don't want him nodding off in the important moment. Right now, we're going to put these into action. Right now, I want us to ask ourselves this. Admit that I'm not in control. Humble ourselves. Just maybe admit that God was on the bottom of the list. Say, God, I'm sorry. God, I'm going to admit that I need you. I'm going to need you. I need you in my business. I've been trying to turn my business around, but I'm going to ask you right now, I'm going to humble myself and say, I made a bit of a mess up on some of these things, but I need you. You know, right now in building church, I'm going to admit I do not have the answers to how we're going to get everyone back in this room and how we're going to get back to church, the new normal. I'm going to admit right now, I have not got a clue. But here's the good thing, God does. And right now, God's like, okay, I'm happy to be the pilot in this turbulence. So God, over to you. Get us back in the room. We need to be back in the room together soon. Number two, we're going to ask God for help. We're going to come into agreement right now with you in your living room and believe God for answers to prayer. You know, heaven is full of answers to prayers that were never prayed. God wants to answer prayer today. So I'm going to ask, we've got four or five of our key staff team. They're going to come up and they're going to pray individually for specific needs, just one after the other. They're going to speak directly into you, into your living room, into your kitchen. Rachel's going to come up. She's going to pray for physical conditions. Sam Milcham's going to pray for young adults and young people who are struggling with their mental health, with friendships. Chantel's going to come and she's going to pray for people who need healing in their family. For Chantel, she's going through a struggle in her own family right now. She won't mind me saying that. And her heart of compassion to those who are struggling with family is here tonight. Alan and Katie Cooper, the Super Coopers, they're going to pray for marriages. We're going to believe for marriages to be restored. And I'm going to come up and pray for one last group of people. So I'm going to ask Rach to come up and we're going to pray right now for those who are struggling in their physical bodies. Amen.
I'm believing right now for people to be healed from anxiety-related issues. There's IBS. There's digestive problems. There's people that are suffering with insomnia. There's people that have got back and neck disorders, arthritic problems, autoimmune disorders. There's people, specifically, I want to pray for those that have had pre-existing conditions that's made you vulnerable in this COVID system. This season, you will no longer be vulnerable. I pray against asthma. I pray for healing of chests right now in Jesus' name. I want you to reach out to somebody you know is with you that needs healing, or you yourself, put your hand on the area of your body that needs healing, internally or physical, externally, pain in Jesus' name. Isaiah 58 says, then your light will break forth like the morning. Your health will spring forth speedily, speedily. We pray that healing will spring forth speedily, that when we call on you, you will answer. When we cry, you will say, I am here in your midst. We thank you that you're here. We thank you for healing. We thank you that by your stripes, what you accomplished on the cross, what we have celebrated a few moments ago, your body's broken, so ours can be healed and whole in the mighty name of Jesus. We agree together, shout aloud, amen. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Rach. Hey, church, right now, young people, young adults, they've experienced COVID unlike any of us who have maybe experienced life a little bit longer. There are children who are missing their friends. I'm speaking to young adults now who are completely unsure of their future. And it's causing all sorts of anxieties, mental health issues, relationship breakdowns at home. And right now we want to pray for every single young person who's walking through that. You have not got to walk through this alone. So church, I don't know if you know someone, maybe you're sitting next to a young person, just rest your hand on their shoulders. Maybe they're finding this easy, but let me tell you something, their friends aren't. So Father, we just ask you to speak afresh to every young person, every person who's just starting out life, everyone who's just trying to go somewhere, they're trying to listen to your voice. For every young person who feels that this season has taken something away, that has stopped them from growing, whether it's taken away from their education, taken away from their future prospects, maybe they're uncertain, maybe they're experiencing things they've never experienced before, anxieties in young people. Father, right now we ask for your word and your voice to just encourage them, rebuild them, say that there is a future, there is a plan, and there is a hope for them, that things are not lost, that there is still hope, there is still life, that you are breathing a new thing on them. Father, we pray right now for the young people that are experiencing all these injustices, that have got a voice that they want to share about, that they're going to use your wisdom to be an impact, to make change where change is needed, that they'll be ambassadors for you, that they will bring heaven to earth in your name. Amen. Amen.
Amen, church. We're going to really pray into many, many families that have been disconnected over this season of COVID, but not just that, but some things that have been deeply rooted in the generations. And I'm just going to believe that there's going to be things that are broken in the generations today. I pray that mothers will return back to their children, and the children will return back to their mothers and their fathers, and relationships will form. You know, God's heart is reconciliation. And let's believe that God would reconcile once again families together. Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, for you have formed, God, us to be together, God.
Lord, to be family, God. Lord, we need each other, Lord. I thank you, God, that in the psalm, Father, David writes about the generations to declare and commend your works to the next, Father. So we right now, God, we take every stronghold, we take it captive in the name of Jesus. Every generational curse that has been placed on the families, we break it in the name of Jesus. We come against any division. We come against the things that have torn families apart. I right now claim, Father, that relationships would be drawn back together, Father, from all corners of the earth, God. I thank you, Father, that where there is unity, even in a family, God, you command a blessing. So right now, God, I speak unity in the name of Jesus. I pray for healing and reconciliation, Lord. We know that that is the true heartbeat of you, Lord. You are a God that reconciles, Father, and we will believe it for our families in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Right now, we're really believing for those of you who are married. We believe that in this season, that marriages are going to be strengthened, that what the devil tries to pull apart, that will not happen, that there will be unity. And we're really declaring strength and unity over marriages. And so we're just going to pray together right now. Father, we just thank you that your word says that whoever you have put together, that it is you that have put them together, that let no one separate that. And so, Father, we just declare right now a complete unity over marriages, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray that you would renew people's minds, you would renew their hearts, you would help people to see their spouse through your eyes, with your heart, Jesus. That, Father, you would strengthen marriages right now in the name of Jesus.
Jen, we heard earlier that actually this is a time that experts are really expecting that divorce rates are going to go up. And I'm just going to declare right now that that is not going to be the case. That actually we are going to see reconciliation, that we are going to see families come back together, that we are going to just stand in the enemy's face and say no. Actually, this is a time when God is going to do an incredible work. So Lord, we lift that to you. We thank you, God, for the works that you are going to do in families, in marriages particularly, Lord. And we just ask for just unity, Lord. Would you stand firm and would you just help people, God, to be able to see through your eyes, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen
and amen.
Church, Pastor John spoke very powerful about this concept of turning. That people would turn from their wicked ways and pursue him. So I'm going to pray and break the power of addiction. So come on, church. Let's really pray and let's really trust God. Jesus, we want to thank you that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I declare a turning from darkness to light, from impurity to purity. God, would you do a deep work? Give men and women and young people the courage to listen and obey the voice of the Holy Spirit, to walk free from the things that would hold and destroy, and walk into life and the future you have. So right now, turn your people back to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Steve, and every one of the team who pray. I'm going to pray for one more group of people. I felt to pray tonight for those who are brokenhearted. You know, in this season, even in our own church, people have lost family and friends, people in their community. And one of the real tragedies about this virus is people never got a chance to say goodbye to those they spent their whole lives with. And I know that is heartbreaking. And nothing can ever take the place of that moment. But we hang on to one verse where Jesus said, he says he mends, he heals the brokenhearted. And I want to pray for everyone right now who is brokenhearted. Not just through COVID, but maybe you've lost a loved one and there's just this big gap, there's this emptiness. The Bible goes on to say, he says he sets the lonely in families. I'm going to pray that God brings family and community and support around you. And we want you to know that we're moved with compassion for you right now. And we love you. And we're so sorry that you had to go through that in this season. My only words are that Jesus was there. He was there in that moment. Father, I pray right now for our church family who are struggling with a broken heart. It could be a husband's walked out. It could be that they lost a loved one in this virus. But Lord, you are close to the brokenhearted. And you put the lonely back into families. And so I pray right now for your peace which goes beyond anything they've ever comprehended before, would fill them right now, fill their bedroom, their office, wherever they are. I pray, Father God, for just an overwhelming sense of the presence of God. Comfort, Lord Father. You promise to comfort all those who mourn. In Jesus' name, amen. A change has started tonight. In your body, in your marriage, in your mental health, I believe that the change has started. I believe we've been in the presence of God. As we've been seeking after God, He's begun a miracle in our lives. He is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. It's who He is. Amen. I'd love you to let us know about the miracles, the healings that you experience, whether send us an email to info@soulchurch.com, and we want to let the church know about the miracles that have began today. And so, hey, drop us a comment. Maybe in the middle of the service, you felt a healing in your body. Let us know. I believe in healings are going to continue throughout the afternoon into the evening. There's going to be healings all week. So expect them. Expect your body. Expect your marriage. Expect your finances. I believe. Come on, we got to humble ourselves. Seek after God, keep asking and keep turning. And I believe we're going to continue to see miracles and transformation in our lives and our church. Amen. I hope you received the word today, church.
Thanks again for tuning in. And if you said the salvation prayer today, we'd love for you to email connecttofaith@soulchurch.com so we can talk to you a little bit more about this incredible decision that you've just made.
Yeah, you know, and if at any point in the service you felt moved to give towards any of our local or global initiatives, then head to soulchurch.com and click on the giving at the top of the page.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope to see you again soon. God bless.